What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, June 25th. Our top stories of the day. Pat is going to tell us about President Trump being accused of sexual assault again.
Yeah, it happened again, guys. But we're going to learn a little bit of something about a movement called the Him Too movement later in this segment, which I don't know if you're going to love it. I don't know if you're going to hate it, but it's out there, man.
They are on the warpath, indeed. Wes is going to tell us about prescription drugs that may give you dementia.
Yeah, you might want to listen up closely if you are on a daily regimen of Xanax or antidepressants or.
So like everybody, so like half the people listen.
Yeah, everyone needs to listen.
Half the people at this table.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Pat. There's a widely held belief that procrastination is a bad thing, but life isn't so black and white. Sometimes you can procrastinate your way into never buying life insurance because you're like, why do I need life insurance? I'm not going to die. But then you realize later in life, maybe you are going to die, so you do need life insurance, and that's today. Well, congratulations. You've procrastinated your way into a very easy way to get life insurance with Policy Genius. Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for insurance online. In just 2 minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find the best price. And Policy Genius doesn't make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. So if you need life insurance, but you've been busy doing literally anything else, check out Policy Genius. It's the easy way to compare all the top insurers and find the best value for you. PolicyGenius.com. Nobody wants to shop for life insurance. That's why we've made it easy.
All right, guys. Polytetrafluoroethylene is a hard word to say. It's also better known
as tough.
It
sounded like you pronounced it perfectly, though.
Thank you, my friend. I think I did. It's also better known as Teflon, Will, a non-stick coating mostly used on pots and pans, and that was popularized in the late 1940s. That was right around the time Donald J. Trump entered the world. Mm. Teflon and Donald J. have a lot in common. They both potentially are harmful to your health, and nothing sticks to them.
Teflon Don.
Yeah, mm-hmm. good lead-in, right? For Teflon, it's sticky foods that the polymer brushes off his shoulders. And for Donald, it's accusations of rape by women.
Yeah, they slide right off. Nothing mm-hmm. sticks.
Yeah, no matter how many women come forward and say that Donald did something in the vein of grabbing them directly by the pussy, the accusations just slide down his body and into the gutter like a sunny side egg on a tilted pan.
Oh, no. He said that. He said he grabbed him by the pussy.
He said that.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't say that.
They didn't say that shit. Say that. He said that.
Yeah. Well, guys, recently a 20th woman, E. Jean Carroll, has come forward claiming that Trump sexually assaulted her in a Bergdorf Goodman department store in the mid-90s, which checks out because Trump loves department stores.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, right. Rich man, big department store. He's going to get a lot of attention, kiss some kids maybe.
Long coat strolling through there during Christmas.
Oh, he's a coat fiend. He loves coats, man.
Like a classic movie scene.
Yeah, and a Bergdorf. It's a high-end shop. It's like Nordstrom's. Carroll.
No poor people in that store.
Not even one. No. They don't allow it. Carol, who, well, maybe the workers there.
Yeah, they got a mop in their hand.
Yeah, it's true. Sad. Carol, who works as a writer, claims that she ran into Trump in the department store, and Trump asked her for advice on purchasing a gift for a woman. Carol suggested like a handbag or a hat, but the ever smooth Trump turned his attention to the lingerie. Oh,
there's only one gift for this occasion.
Yeah, it's a classic Casanova move. Can you help me with a gift?
Just pretend you're me. Give her lingerie.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they made jokes that the other should try on the clothing before they eventually made their way to the dressing room. And that's where Carol alleges that Trump lunged at her with his big-ass body, opened his overcoat, Wes, unzipped mm-hmm. his pants, and forced his fingers around her private area, and then, quote, thrusts his penis halfway or completely, I'm not certain, inside me.
Did he push her into the dressing room?
That's kind of unclear. I think they might have gone in there together consensually initially, but that does not mean that he can.
So consensual dressing room, yeah, it's a slippery slope. Slippery slope for sure.
Yes, slippery slope.
Keep in mind, though, guys, this is pre-dressing room pornography. So he has nothing to base that on. You know what I mean? It's like
If you have a mind, you've never sat in the dressing room and thought, like, man, it would be tight to get busted down in here.
I mostly sit in a dressing room and think, why are my thighs so big? I need prescription pants. Anyway, he pulled down her tights and raped her for about 3 minutes, she alleges. And,
that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed her little jab at his penis size there.
Right, wasn't sure if it was all the way in.
Is it in? Yeah,
couldn't tell. It was about a half dick, so I couldn't really.
It was like someone trying to shove an umbrella into a drain pipe. Look, for some reason, Trump, who happens to be the president of the United States, gave an exclusive interview to TheHill.com, which I don't know. It just seems weird that the president's giving exclusive interviews where he's denying rape accusations to The Hill. But anyway, he vehemently denied the accusations in a very smooth and presidential way, saying, quote, I say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the first or the last time he's going to use that. Also, Pat, when you have 20 denials to give, you got to spread the wealth to all the publications.
That's true. You got to give exclusive denials. Like it's widely known, guys, that rapists and sexual assaulters are a very picky bunch with their victim selection, oftentimes being compared to the eating habits of five-year-olds. So if it's not chicken fingers or plain cheese, they're keeping it in their pants. And if he says that she's not his type, then she must be lying.
Yeah, I mean, this is a he said, she said scenario. I'm scared to, you know, go any further on that because it's a rape accusation, very touchy subject.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible if it's true. Yeah. No hard proof, it seems, in this case right now.
Hold on. 20 women got together and started running a conspiracy witch hunt, if you ask me. It's like that lady Jessica Leeds who accused Trump of groping her on an airplane in the 80s. Trump made it very clear that Jessica would, quote, not be his first choice. And he always gets his first choice. That's what winners like him do.
Was it his airplane?
No, this is pre-Trump, the failed Trump Airlines.
Okay.
But look, guys, all joking aside, how has this guy not been taken down yet with 20 sexual assault allegations and allegations of sexual misconduct? It's like insane.
You got proof.
Well, like you don't have to have proof, really.
An allegation is just that. It's an allegation.
Okay, I understand.
And when you got a bunch of fucking money, you got a bunch of power, people, you know, some of those allegations, I'm not saying that all these women are like
20.
That didn't happen.
20 women.
But you got to have some fucking proof. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just an allegation.
I think it's that. And then it's also, Pat, your theory about him actually being made somewhat of Teflon because they came into the world at the same time. I think that, like, combine those two.
I'm glad you picked up on that, Will. But no, I mean, like, it seriously boggles the fucking mind because we're in the Me Too movement and this guy's got 20 accusers.
Yeah.
So 20 lives. Cats have 9 lives. This guy's got 20. It's pretty impressive.
I think it's because he just denies. Like Harvey Weinstein just kind of like he gave a look to the camera like, oh, yeah, I kind
of
did it.
Well, if he did, he did all this bad shit before the age of like cell phone recordings and shit like that.
Right.
Like,
a lot of it's in the past. Yeah. Easier to get away with.
And yeah, much easier to get away with this shit. And if this is true, he needs to fucking go down hard. But they just don't have the proof.
Let me ask you a question, Wes.
Yeah.
Vegas throws some odds out. Right. Mm-hmm. Rapist or not rapist. Money line. What are you doing?
I'm betting the house on rapist.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but but on the house. Are you betting the house on that will actually come to light? Because I wouldn't.
What? No, no, I don't think he's ever going to found out. I think that
gun to your head.
If I could go into all these scenarios, I would probably see some rapey shit going on in a few of them.
Yeah, probably so.
He's been found out, guys.
Hey, what does the Him Too movement have to say about
that? All right, yeah, let's take it to the internet, guys. And let me introduce you guys to the Him Too movement. Thanks, Will, for catching this gem on the fucking internet. I joined the Him Too Facebook page earlier today where their motto is women have the right to use their voice, as do men. Let's take it to the internet. Adam Blanton, this is a Him Too comment, says, just because I support the Him Too movement doesn't mean I support Trump. And Colin Dampierre says, Adam, does all the winning hurt your feelings? And then Ashley Angel Smith says, Adam Blanton, typical libtard, doesn't even understand the subject at hand. So you don't automatically believe female accusers unless they accuse Trump, then you do? That's that for once, again, demonstrating the utterly bankrupt hypocrisy and moral relativism of the left. And then Charlamagne Pert comes in and says, Adam Blanton, I support the Him Too movement and President Trump. And Margie Ramal throws another curve at Blanton. Blanton's getting beat down in these comments. Says, Adam Blanton, I didn't want Trump. I wanted Gowdy or Cruz, but we got Trump. By the way, who the fuck is Gowdy?
Who the fuck is Gowdy?
the fuck is Gowdy? Conservative men's rights guy.
Yeah,
I feel 500 votes.
I feel sorry for you. You don't seem to understand. You can't support a conservative movement, which is believe men, and then vote against the movement by voting Trump out. These feminists are toxic, and frankly, I'm sick of them. Trump's the only way to stop this madness. Keep in mind, this is Marge Rameau, a lady.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of ladies in the Him Too movement.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Anyway, join up. I joined their mailing list today, so I'll keep you guys updated on what's going on in the Him Too space.
Exciting stuff.
I hope my girlfriend doesn't listen to that segment. moving on to... dementia. So if you are depressed, on medication for it, or psychotic and on medication for it, or if you have an overactive bladder or suffer from epilepsy or Parkinson's, you may want to turn the channel because this news may make you piss yourself, convulse, and jump off a bridge all at the same time.
Oh, wait. That was clever. Those are the symptoms of the...
Those are the symptoms.
Shit. This is killer radio.
Yeah. And that's because if you do suffer from those things and have been taking commonly prescribed anticholinergic medications, you are increasing your risk of having dementia later in life by about 50%, a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
What drugs are we talking about here?
So it's common ones, like, so the most common ones, like Xanax. There's in sleeping pills, like over-the-counter sleeping pills, Advil PM, like Zyrtec, and then I don't know what other kind of medications are prescribed for Parkinson's and
it's
all
like
that
shit. It's like my everyday. Every day I'm popping over-the-counter sleeping pills, and then I get sneezy and take a Zyrtec, and then I get stressed out, and I text people and be like, who's got a Xanax?
Yeah. And then
we need to get a list of those pills, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the list is very, the classification of what the, whatever the fuck the name of this, anticholinergic drugs are is long, so you should definitely go, you know, ask your doctor if they did prescribe you something that is falls into that category, because you don't want to end up like my neighbor growing up who used to piss in the front lawn at noon because he was, you know, suffering from dementia.
How old was that guy?
He was about 70.
Was that the first man dick you ever saw?
It wasn't the first man. No, my uncle took me to like one of those fancy gyms when I was a kid, and it was the gym locker room.
You never forget.
And
I
saw like 10 at first. 10. It wasn't like one. It was like 15.
Gym locker room makes sense. Mine was my dad for sure. Just saw it around the house. You know.
I've never seen my dad's dick.
Neither have I. Thank God.
Neither of you have you seen your father's penis.
No, never.
You never went to a summer camp, something you had to clean up, or camping. You never went camping. Had to get.
All the time, but my dad kept it in his pants.
My dad never took me camping.
You never forget your first man dick, though.
Yeah, yeah. And it was 15 of them.
Wait, Wes. that's scarring to have the gym be the first time you're inundated with male penises as a boy. Yeah. But was the neighbor, was his dick towards the street or towards the house when he was peeing?
I don't know. He would like just piss in the bushes in the front, like along the front walkway, you know? I mean, and it was like a regular, like suburban neighborhood, so there was no privacy.
Was it thick?
What's that?
Was it a thick dick?
I didn't see the dick.
So that wasn't your first.
No, that was not my first dick.
What is your son's first man dick? Do you think
it's definitely mine?
You think?
Oh, I walk around naked.
Well, that's
in the house. Yeah.
Just showing him up.
Yeah,
you're breaking the cycle, Wes. I love
my uncircumcised dick.
Just showing him what a daddy dick is
to his non-circumcised dick.
Just taunting.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes you feel big.
All right. Well, that was fun. So we're just gonna move on here. So Carol. Kuplin, who authored the study, said this, quote, "Our study adds further evidence of the potential risks associated with strong anticholinergic drugs, particularly antidepressants, bladder, anti-muscarinic drugs, anti-Parkinson's drugs, and epilepsy drugs." So if you're on the daily regimen, like we said, go ask your doctor if maybe you can find an alternative to treatment for yourself.
My doctor is literally trying to kill me. I can't ask him about any drugs. My doctor told me the other day, he goes, "You know what's a great muscle relaxer? Alcohol."
He's right.
100%. No, seriously, like, but like anything is going to make you fucking demented. I don't buy this. Remember when we used to make the Gatorade bongs out of tinfoil?
Oh, yeah, but if there's like a strong correlation, I mean, it's probably worthwhile.
Yeah, they're saying that this could account for as much as 10% of all dementia cases, this correlation between these drugs and
dementia. Yeah, you might, yeah, check into it.
Yeah,
you
know? Check into it. Yeah. You don't want to have dementia.
No, I don't.
You don't have to find your keys 20 times a day.
You know what I just realized? Speaking of this, Hard Factor Mark is on a business trip right now with a full bottle of Xanax. So we really got to pray that he doesn't come back with full-blown dementia.
And you know he's just chewing those Xanax right now.
Oh, yeah. He's just taking them like Skittles.
All right. Nothing so worse than being on a trip with your coworkers. Ooh, unless you love them. Unless you love them. Like, business trip. Like I love you guys.
Yeah, Hard Factor business trip fun. Corporate
different
business
story.
Trip, not always the best.
Same amount of Xanax though.
Yeah, more.
more trips. More. All right, let's take it over to the lightning round.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh yeah.
First up, President Trump announced new sanctions on Iran on Monday that will make it harder for Iranian officials to travel to and conduct business in the USA. Hard for me to believe that they were even interested in doing that in the first place at this point. Maybe they should stop burning our flag on their parliament floor and shooting down our drones if they want to travel over here and conduct business and make money.
Yeah, this is our country. Yeah. They're always coming over here with their rugs and their money hidden in the rugs. Well, I swear to God, it's like I got let in on that secret by a Persian friend of mine. He goes, how do you think we got all this money in the country? The rugs.
Cash in a rug.
Cash
and
hash in the
rug. That's not some old wives' tale.
No, it's like a thing.
They smuggle money in their rugs.
Thing? Yeah, bro. You don't know?
Well, regardless of... Yeah, well, that's weird that's actually a thing. I mean, good for them getting their money in tax-free, but it's just like...
Great rugs.
Maybe don't fuck with people you want to do business with.
That's right. True. Yeah.
Oregon, they passed a bill that would allow their governor to sell weed to other states because it turns out they have more harvested marijuana currently in Oregon than the residents could smoke in 6.5 years. So
what a dumb bill. It's like, yeah, okay, hey, we agree that we can sell the weed. Now all right. We need is a customer.
Correct. There is that provision, like, no, they can't do it until another state allows them to be able to do it. So.
And they can't do that because that becomes like federal. Well, I'm sure there's federal statutes against that.
Well, depending. Maybe some federal legislation may pass that changes and allows them to trade, but who knows? Not yet.
Wouldn't that fuck the state? They wouldn't be, like, collect the taxes on it, and that's the whole fucking point.
Well, they would. I'm sure they sell it to the other state tax free, but they still get the money for the actual product. You know, right, if they have to move it across state lines.
Idaho's anyway, right there, huh? It's right next to Oregon, huh?
Well, Idaho, it's illegal, so it sounds like I need to drive to Oregon, but not go through Idaho, which is I think how I would like normally. I don't know. I need to go through California.
It's a great, beautiful state, but it's a boner of a state too.
Yeah, well, also Oregon, California, Nevada, all legal states right around it. So
that's the triad, baby.
Yeah, that's where you want to be. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the federal government can't withhold trademarks based on them being immoral or scandalous, which, of course, means that the Washington Redskins and their owner, Daniel Snyder, will forever be able to shove that Redskins logo all over the place and retain all of the sales money. So... that name's never changing, social justice warriors. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Great battle to pick there, idiots.
Well, hold on. We just got a lot of, because we're all from D.C., we just got a lot of bros with Redskins tattoos.
That's right. I mean, they're all so happy. No, nobody wants the name to change because of the tats.
How do you guys feel about that? Not until I moved down to Texas did I start getting so much shit for repping the Redskins.
Oh, like, having, you know. I haven't lived in D.C. since we were kids, and so everywhere I've gone, I've gotten shit about my Redskins gear, but I don't give a fuck.
Wes, you think it's fucked up?
What, the Redskins name?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a fucking sports team.
I think the name offends people, but it's...
Yeah,
but
the name offends people. That's fine. A lot of shit offends people that shouldn't offend them.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I'm sorry that if the name offends you so much that you feel like it should be changed, the Supreme Court says you're wrong.
Yep, sorry.
The government captured footage of the first ever recorded giant squid in the Gulf of Mexico, about 100 miles south of Louisiana. And it's pretty cool. It's great footage, but it's also terrifying because it's basically a real life kraken. This thing's got like 100 feet arms that could.
Yeah. I wanted to see it like next to something because it just looks like a squid of any size swimming in the the sea without, you know, being next to like a car or something.
I feel you can tell it's really pretty big, but you're right. I mean, it needs some reference.
Yeah. I'm really sorry that they got the first footage ever of this majestic animal and they didn't give you a marker for context.
Well, I've seen dead giant squid before, so one swimming. Okay, I get it. It's cool for scientists and that kind of thing, but it just looks like it could be any size.
Hey, assholes out there, next time you're doing an exposition, think of Wes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slap a Volkswagen down there with him.
Bring a big ruler.
Yeah. Come on, NOAA, whatever your agency acronym stands for. All right. Yeah. Finally, Sly Stallone is getting shit for charging $1,000 per selfie at a black tie event that he put on in the UK. The problem is that the tickets to just attend the dinner were already $160 each to start, so then he was charging $1,000 extra to take a selfie with him. So
I feel like $160 is pretty cheap for a black tie event. Was this money going to charity? Do we know the selfie money?
Right. So this is a weird. That's a weird markup, right? If you pay $160 for a ticket, you're not going to pay $1,000 for a selfie.
I spent $160 at Applebee's last month.
Maybe that's just like that. That was part of the ticket, but it's like, you know, the ticket's really $1,160.
Right. You get a picture with Sly. Yeah.
And right. No, that's if you wanted the VIP picture upgrade, which was just taking a selfie with.
Who wants a fucking photo with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah,
I do. I do big time.
I saw the trailer for his new Rambo movie the other day, and it's just Rambo like Home Alone. He's just like has all these like tricks and like booby traps. It looks hilarious.
That Rambo sounds McAllister. Awesome.
It looks great.
He's also Rocky Balboa, Pat.
That's true. He's right. He also started his career in fucking pornography and then won an Oscar. So on that man.
Made some mistakes here and there.
Oh, big time, bro. You could see if that could have been your first man dick.
I'm going to search Rambo's man dick.
His dick's out
after
there.
The show.
Yeah. He's out there. He's banging. He's piping people on
camera. Be careful
camera.
With those words.
Also, a Canadian model was tragically burned in what was described as a, quote, fire queen photo shoot. And that does it for Hard Factor today. Thank you so much for listening. Please toss a 5-star review on iTunes our way if you enjoy the show. And most importantly, have a great fucking Tuesday. My dick cost a late night fee. Yo, dick. See you later, yeah. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo, dick went straight to DVD. My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo, dick look like a little kid's. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo, shit look like you 14. My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo, dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so hot it's stolen. Yo, dick look like Gary Coleman. My dick pink and big. Yo, dick stinks like shit. My dick got a Caesar dude. Yo, dick needs a tweezer dude. My dick is like supersized. Yo, dick look like two fries. My dick more mass than the earth. Yo, dick half staff, it needs work. My dick been there and done that. Yo, dick sit with dunce cap. My dick VIP. Yo, shit needs ID. It's time that we let the world know. Dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. BS, we got dicks like